League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
In their step. A stately raven, the saintly days of yore.
Hey, that guy dropped a deuce in our bathtub. Why go all the way to the bathroom if you can just pee on this nice floor?
There was weed being smoked out there.
He was doing, it's football time in Houston.
You hate cold weather.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. Anything that you want to talk about today. We've been talking a lot of, obviously, a lot of Texans. They're taking on the Ravens on Saturday, 3:30 on ABC 13.
No calls today except to get your free thing. I do wonder. I'm going to look.
Should I give away another one? Should we give it? Let's give away another one, another table.
Make people call. Put them in a raffle. Put them in a raffle.
What we're going to do this, make it 8:15 so the people that are on watching on Twitch.
The numbers are way lower right now.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you shut down the road, and I'm looking around like, this seems like an easy drive
today. It's a holiday show, basically.
Yeah, this is
a holiday show. So we are going to watch the big game February 11th. At Warehouse Live Midtown. If you've never been there, it's the largest retractable roof for a non-sports stadium in the country. It holds over 1,000 people. A great concert venue. Huge stage and a huge... We watched the Super Bowl there last year. It was awesome.
Good
gigantic
spot.
Television that's clear as a bell. So it's a giant screen and a projector, but... It is awesome. So we are giving away private tables at 8:15 exactly. Call 713-780-3776. You want to come, you'll be sitting front and center right there in one of the private in the VIP tables. So we'll do that at 8:15 exactly, 713-780-3776.
Just the first caller?
Oh, no, let's do caller number five. We'll do five. Caller number five, you're going to get it.
Hey, I want to throw a couple names at you, three names. Mike Evans.
I want to throw the Rockets at you because this is what we're talking about.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So the Rockets lose 124-115, and it was really competitive for about 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then
how long is a basketball game?
Pardon me?
How long is an NBA basketball game?
48 minutes.
So for 40 minutes, it wasn't competitive?
It was
less so.
Really competitive for 8, and then not so much for the next 40.
That seems like a bad ratio.
They were playing.
It's not ideal, Dale.
I mean, but Alpe. He had like 5 turnovers in the first like 4 minutes or so. It was just ridiculous. It was like, what the hell is going on? And then they fell behind. It was 18-17, and then it was 33-19. And
so were they ahead or trailing at 18-17?
18-17, I think they were.
They were on the right side of that one, weren't they?
They were up 17-16.
That's what it was.
No, they were down 18-17.
So 17-16, they were ahead, and then they gave up a 17-1?
To two
run?
Yeah.
17-2.
It's not great.
And then it was the boat race.
Pat Beverly and Joel Embiid and, you know, people, human beings that. Big ups to Dylan Brooks coming back, and he actually played okay. He wasn't as I mean, you would like to see him get more rebounds and whatnot, but he shot the ball really well. I mean, they were on a break, and he caught and he ran up and caught and just knocked one down. It was like, oh, my goodness, Dylan Brooks is back. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Nice to see. Where is Tari Eason dead? Is he alive still?
He's still hurt. He'll be fine.
Is he going to be fine?
Yeah, he's healing up.
Get him back sometime because
he's on the bench. He's healing up.
Is Jayshon Tate, is he part of a championship team? I don't know.
Well, I think if you have better players around him, like Rockets have pretty good players, but not championship players yet. It's not a championship roster just yet. Maybe with some aging of players and maybe a guy here or there. But I think Jayshon Tate could be part of a 10-man rotation on a championship team who maybe gets his minutes squeezed when the playoff rolls around.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
When Tari Eason comes back, how are you going to get Jayshon Tate? I mean, he didn't play 13 minutes, and a lot of it was garbage. And you know what? They came back, and they actually made it closer in garbage time. Jeff Green was on the floor for 13 minutes, and he was minus 30.
Yeah.
Minus 30.
Jeff Green has lost a lot of his minutes.
Yeah. Well,
it was probably always yesterday. It was probably always
the case. I mean, he does contribute, but and then there's Jalen, and you'd be surprised. Okay, what do you think, not from the field, but what do you think Jalen is shooting this year from three?
Jalen Green?
His percentage.
Oh, like in a neighborhood of 28%?
No, you would be wrong. His
He was better, so probably 31.
This year he's 33.7.
Okay, it's come up.
It's come up a lot. Well, yeah. But he's like yesterday, 1-for-7. And He keeps just firing. It's just like, no, can you stop this at any point?
You want it to be around 36 or higher is what you shoot for. That's not going to be who he is.
His from the field, he's 40%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
Fred VanVleet influence.
Yeah, he's VanVleetish right now.
He's under 40% this month in January. Last month, he was 37.2%.
Dry January. Jumper can't get wet.
Is that the problem?
Yeah.
But that was in December he was 37.
Dry December.
Was dry December too?
Well, I can only speak for dry January. That's all I can speak for. I'm right now. Oh, no, I'm not dry January. I had about 3 OGD shots the other day, so that's not dry January.
That's not dry January.
Yeah.
I'm not dry January.
I didn't figure you were. You got a dry February coming up.
I got half of February and all of March. I'm dry March. Yeah. All March.
Dry March, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, which is hard during the NCAA tournament, by the way. Mm-hmm. Big ups to me. So, what do you... Honestly, what do you...
Yeah, ride it out, John.
Is there any way that there's no way that the organization says, they pay both? You pay both?
No. Well, he's done. Jalen's dead man walking. I mean, they'll say all the right things, and I think they haven't made that decision yet. I think they hope that he's still, but Jalen is just, his game is not a fit for Udoka. You can want it to be all you want. You can hope that it changes. He's a slasher. And now it could work for the Rockets, but he just doesn't like.
So who would fit?
Cam Whitmore.
You think so?
Yeah. I think Cam Whitmore is arguably more talented than Amen Thompson. Amen Thompson is a projection player who needs time to mature and grow into his body. I think Amen Thompson is going to be a good player for the Rockets. But Amen's game is kind of like Jalen's game. You know, off the dribble, not a great shooter.
Not a shooter.
Better defender.
Although he was, 8-for-9 yesterday?
Yeah, he's a better defender than Jalen Green is. So to me, Cam Whitmore will play the role of a future two guard, and Amen Thompson is going to play the role of future point guard when Fred is gone. So you got one guy that can shoot from distance and one guy that's going to be a slasher. Okay, that makes sense. Jalen Green, to me, is just a matter of time when he's gone. He is not going to command a max dollar deal from anyone.
So... Are you
and least of all the Houston Rockets?
Are you sure? You're sure of this?
Yes.
Okay.
Why would?
What
you,
about the Jalen Green truthers? What about the ones?
How many are left?
There got to be. No, they still. There's a lot of people that still like Jalen Green.
Where are you getting that from?
Well, just go tweet something right now about Jalen Green sucking.
Go look on Rocket Twitter and go see. Go see how often his name is trending and during games, and people are slandering him because he's just not, he just doesn't play well. Jalen Green, you mean the same people that said, no, Steven Silas needs another year. It's not his fault. The roster's not. I don't listen to Twitter to make decisions. You think the Rockets do? The Jalen Green truther said we should give him a bunch of money because he can dunk. So?
Well, yeah. No.
I don't even want him on the... Okay, it sounds harsh, but I don't even really want him on the team long term. I just don't think he's going to be a fit for Ime Udoka. And I'm seeing what Cam Whitmore's got in his bag, and I like it quite a bit.
Yeah, I do too.
And it's not that I don't think Jalen... I think Jalen Green can become a player in the league, but he's going to be better on a team with more freedom, frankly, on a worse team. I don't think he's really a great fit on a good team that can play in half court, that has structure, that asks you to play two ways. It's just not going to be Jalen Green. That's just not who he is. No. He's better off on a bad team scoring 25 and a half a game. I mean, he was a good fit with bad Rockets.
Right.
Was he?
Well, vibes.
Yeah, he had the nails painted and everything.
He still does that.
Great.
Huh? He still does that. I'm not a Steven Silas truther. I will say, other than Şengün, the players that he had to depend on last year, I mean, they're not great. They're not great this year.
It was both. Now, they were not mutually exclusive.
Now, Ime has Dylan Brooks. He's got Fred VanVleet. I mean,
they make big differences.
Jeff Green can contribute Şengün as well.
Şengün a year older.
Yeah, Şengün better. So
he's got Whitmore.
Yeah. I'm not
Landale.
And Holiday's been nice in some spots. I'm not going to say Steven Silas is a good coach. There's no evidence of that. But this Rocket team without Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet, they still be pretty bad because Jalen Green hasn't taken a step.
No, they would be. Although Jabari has taken a step now.
That's a credit to the new staff. Yeah.
Yes. Jabari has taken a big step. Jabari is a good player.
He is.
And yeah. I mean,
he is a good player.
There's no question. Jabari, Alpi, and Cam, is that the basis? And those are the three going forward that I think are going
to
be.
Well, but you have to say Dylan Brooks at 4 years.
Well, yeah. Well, 4 years.
He's kind of in an in-between.
Yeah.
No, those three are your core.
Yeah.
And Amen Thompson, probably.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. But, I mean, I think the Rockets plan on him being. But Jabari Smith has developed into. I never worried about. The most arguments I had with one of my sons has been about Jabari Smith. Because to me, now I will admit I thought Jabari would fill out more by now, like physically. I thought he would carry more weight on his frame. He's still really slender, and I want him to get bigger and stronger for rebound purposes and defensive purposes down in the post. But I've never worried about him. He was a good player at Auburn. He just needed to get more comfortable in the league. Needed to find a team where he could fit in and figure out who he was going to be. He has a good, he's got a good structure or discipline behind him, work ethic, and winning matters to him. Like, I don't know. I just never worried about Jabari Smith, and I'm very happy to see what's happened with him. And he is going to be a core guy with Alpi. But Şengün, like the old school, for those of us who remember the Olajuwon days, it was Dream's team. And once it got to a point where it was Dream's team and you filled in around him, it made everything easier because you knew the pecking order of everything. And this is going to be Şengün's team. At least I don't know from a leadership standpoint, it's going to be his team from a basketball standpoint that's going to run through him. Jabari Smith he doesn't have to have things go through him where he is a bad body language guy or he's fussing or throwing the basketball or throwing water bottles at people in the locker room. You're not going to have to worry about that ever. Yeah. He'll find a shot when it's there.
Yep.
He'll get baskets. You can go to him. He's got a little turnaround mid-range jumper that's nice. I like Jabari Smith.
I do too.
I like what he does.
Yeah. 713-780-3776, the number. We just gave away another table. Keep on listening right up until the big game on February 11th. We're giving away VIP tables. It's going to be a great day. There's going to be a food truck there, obviously all the libations that you have at every bar or whatever, but it's a great place to watch the game. So we're all going to be there. We're going to have a big party on February 11th at, over at Warehouse Live Midtown, which just changed from Rise. If you've never been there before, Warehouse Live Midtown, McGowan and Travis, it's where we're watching the big game. Right now, I'm talking about GiveMeTheVIN.com. I'm going to drive my truck there. I'm not selling my truck to John Clay Wolf because I just don't, because I love my truck. So I'm not going to. But if you don't like your car or your truck, John Clay Wolf is ready for you right now to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give you more for his vehicle. He is amazing. He is amazing what he's done. He has built this thing up to a huge, huge business. I mean, one of the biggest car buyers in the country. He was in here and he said, you know, between the buying and the selling, it's going to be $1.8 billion. I mean, holy cow. He is all over the United States, but he loves Houston. Houston was one of his first places. He actually worked here, then went up to Dallas and started the business, and then bought somebody else out here, and this was his second place. So he just loves Houston, has loved Houston forever. He's done a radio show here forever, and he wants to buy your car. You want to sell your car, sell it to a guy who's the biggest and the best, GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Aya Cane Powder.
Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clearly John and Lance, except no substitutes.
Welcome back, 820 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Enough basketball. It's time to talk about our Houston Texans.
Well, I want to ask you this. I'm going to follow up with my question. Mm-hmm. If you had a choice, now keep in mind what things may cost. I'm going to give you a choice of three wide receivers. T. Higgins, Mike Evans, Calvin Ridley. I think all three of them are going to be available this offseason, potentially. I think Ridley's the cheapest of the group, I believe. If they don't hang on to Calvin Ridley.
Because he quit, then he couldn't play.
He quiet quit.
No, he just quit on his team, and then he couldn't play because he
had mental health stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's out.
Then he was gambling.
With the emergence of Nico, which wide receiver most doubles up his skill set?
Well, that's what I think it's actually Ridley.
Because you would think Higgins or Evans, because they're both big too, like Nico is.
Yeah, but they take up some of those same routes. Like I think they like some of those same routes you'd use them.
I think Ridley would be the smaller one. He and T and Tank would be.
That's why I asked if you were looking at those two big wide receivers, isn't that Nico's spot, or do they do things differently than Nico that it wouldn't be a duplication?
Well,
how long is Evans going to be a deep threat? Honestly,
he can get contested catches though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When does he become a possession receiver?
T. Higgins is a build up receiver too, kind of like Nico. He's not going to be as fast as Nico. I don't know. I think Calvin Ridley is a route runner and everything. Now, Calvin Ridley had some drops this year. He wasn't as good, but Calvin Ridley with C.J. Stroud, like a legitimate big-time quarterback, not Trevor Lawrence. God's quarterback, is people have been calling him, C.J. Stroud.
Is you. That's
the thing that I like about Calvin Ridley, is I think he'd be a good fit inside this offense. And I bring up Ridley just because I think the price tag would be more reasonable on Calvin Ridley as a number two. If you want to go that route, you could also draft it.
Well, but here's the deal: is this is a win now team, the Texans?
All of a sudden,
It's a win now team that you got a chance to get a ring. It's a place where you got a chance to get a ring. You can get Evans for cheaper if he wants to get another ring.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's true. You're going to look at the Texans as a favorable team with D'Amico Ryans.
They absolutely are going to be.
When you look at D'Amico Ryans, Hannah. Tank Dell, you know, yeah. Now, it's good for now until that whole lawsuit jumps off and the McNair starts suing each other for control of the team.
So
because it's Kerry versus Hannah. True.
I know the high of what they did to the Browns certainly means something. I'm not predicting a blowout. I'm saying, what if they lose convincingly to Baltimore. Are we still are we then now talking about what's missing, or are we still talking about that this is a ring chasing team? Like if
I think John's saying they're a more favorable people look at them favorably.
Because I'm looking at where Mike Evans is right now. Now Baker is Baker. If he maybe has a spectacular run this year and he does things we don't expect. But if they go in and beat Detroit, is Mike Evans leaving Tampa if they're willing to pay him?
I don't know if they would pay. I don't know if it's smart to pay him. He came out in what, like 13?
Well, is it smart for the Texans to pay him?
Well, we're more of a win now team, Del.
But what if wait a minute, that's a little tongue in cheek, but if you want to know the truth, the Texans went from the least attractive team in the league to a very attractive
team. Okay, who signs Mike Evans? People who want to get over the top. I don't know. I mean, I know it sounds crazy. Let's see how this plays out. But are the Texans a team that can get I watched the Bengals, a bad team, get to a Super Bowl. I'm never going to forget that. They got to a Super Bowl the second year Burrow was there, and they didn't have a very good offensive line. And they had T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, big parts of that. I don't think it's outlandish at the time. I told you last week, and I wasn't being tongue-in-cheek, I really believe the Texans could be better than the Chiefs next year.
Are they better than the – well, we'll see on Saturday.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's all answer this honestly. Are the Texans – and I understand it's a little unfair because of the results. Are the Texans in better position to compete for a Super Bowl within the next 3 years – than the Miami Dolphins?
They have cap space. The Dolphins don't. The decision apparently has already been made. I don't know how much they're going to pay to it, but Chris Greer wants to get – he talked about it. He wants to get that happen. Their GM, they got to pay Phillips coming up here soon. Holland, they have to pay. They're way over the cap. Xavier Howard is 30 years old. He's probably going to go.
I've heard he's leaving.
Well, they're not going to bring – they're probably not going to bring him back. He's been injured. Taron Armstead talked about retirement yesterday. He's older and always banged up. The Texans' money situation –
It's good.
Miami has elite young players in Holland and Phillips.
But you got a lot of guys that are up there.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The money, they paid one tackle. They have to decide on Connor Williams, a center who got hurt, Robert Hunt, a guard. They have decisions to make. The Texans don't have to make those decisions.
No. I'm talking about the Texans. You have – yeah, you know all the free agents that are out there for the Texans? Yeah,
the Texans
are – they have a boatload of cap
space. They
got to
bring some of those guys back and pay
them. They also got a lot of guys to re-sign.
Yeah.
So we're of the opinion that – well, they have guys who can legitimately play.
Yeah.
That they have
to – I mean, you want Dalton Schultz back.
I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. What was Rankin signed on?
It's a one-year deal. $10 million. His expected total is going to be $11 million a year.
Are you giving him multiple years?
I'm not. He's been hurt too much. I love him. I'd love to have him back. I just think the price versus the – I just think what you can get on the market, what you can get either in the marketplace and free agency or in the draft makes more sense.
But I'd
rather spend my money elsewhere.
To answer your question, I'll use what Daniel Jeremiah, your buddy, said yesterday when he's talking about the Dolphins. They can win Super Bowl as long as their game's at home. He says they're like the modern-day Colts or the Saints, the Drew Brees-led Saints. That's a team built to play home games in good weather. If they're on the road, forget about it. But if they can secure two home games, that's their chance. And I brought it up maybe off the show. They remind me of the Colts. Those Colts teams who got beat up by the Patriots because they had to go to New England all the time. The Dolphins are built to play home games. But I think the Texans are in a better spot because they don't have to pay their quarterback right now. And CJ at least doesn't have the scars that Tua has right now as far as failures, so I would take the Texans.
Yeah, I think the Texans are in a better spot.
I do too. Oh, is Tua the man?
Well, the GM says yes. They're going to give him the money.
Okay, but is Tua the man?
Well,
is Tua a guy that can lead you?
I think he is, unlike others, he is subjected to the situation, and by situation I mean the people around him and the games and where they're played. I'm not calling a Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning's a Hall of Famer, or Drew Brees. But those guys won playoff games at home, and that's the path the Dolphins have to take. I don't think that team is built to win games on the road, Tua or no Tua.
How much? Trevor Lawrence hasn't signed a new deal.
No.
Right? He's going to get paid.
He will.
How much, like... Everything's fun in games when you're on a rookie deal. It's when you have to pay the Dak Prescott money, what you're going to pay Tua, what you're going to pay Trevor Lawrence, what you have paid potentially Jalen Hurts. Like, it's all fun in games until you have to put that huge check out there and they take up a chunk of your salary cap. And then it's not that much fun anymore, especially when you have doubts about whether or not your guy has the DNA to win a championship.
Look,
like, it's got the worst has to be the Cowboys because you can't get away from Dak.
Well, if you're the Dolphins, if they're in, it's no different. If they say they're going to pay them, they're in.
Yeah, they're in now.
Yeah, so what – I mean, they're all in with the draft picks and the money they've given to Chubb and Hill. And now Arnstead, that deal was team-friendly, so – and he might retire. Who knows? But they can get out of it pretty quickly. Xavier Howard's probably going to go. They're paying Ramsey.
Should the Texans look at Xavier Howard?
You want to sign – I was going to bring up this up with Mike Evans as far as putting guys
older,
on the top.
He's older, but he's a press – he's
Steven
a
Nelson.
Physical 30, press cover.
Would you rather have him or Steven Nelson?
Well,
of course, Steven Nelson's a $4.5 million guy.
I'd rather have Xavier Howard as
football player. How much is it going to cost?
But he was injured, and he's 30-plus, and he gets injured now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Injured a lot.
I might rather have Steven Nelson for this
He
money.
Missed the last couple
especially
games.
Especially with injury-prone Stingley. Like, you can't afford to have two.
He was injured enough not to play in the playoff game. And he's missed time throughout the year, missed time last year with groin issues.
Okay, quickly. Sheldon Rankins, you want him back?
Yes, but I'm not bringing him back, no.
Dalton Schultz, you want him back?
Yes.
6.2 this year. Derek Barnett, you want him back?
No.
Jerry Hughes?
No.
Steven Nelson?
Yes.
Kyemi Fairbairn?
Yes.
Taylor Tart? Eric Murray?
No.
Hassan Ridgeway?
No.
George Fant?
No.
Devin Singletary?
Yes.
Kareem Jackson.
Well, that means you got to pay Singletary, but the market's depressed with running back. It's not
going to ask for a little bit more.
He'll get a four. He'll get four. He'll get $5 million.
Yeah, maybe. Cameron Johnston.
Yeah.
Noah Brown.
No.
Off Denzel Perryman.
No.
Tavier Thomas.
Yeah, I think I would.
Scott Quesenberry.
No.
Neville Hewitt. Neville Hewitt,
Dario Gamboale,
John Weeks.
Yes, of course.
Josh Jones.
He dies on the field.
Jonathan Grenard.
He stays till he dies on the field.
Grenard.
Jonathan Grenard only made 1.1 this year.
Yes.
Payday
what are you
going
to have to pay him?
I don't know.
That's going
to
be.
Yeah, that whole $70 million number starts getting cut real quick when we talk about your own guys.
Yeah, because Grenard, Schultz, Grenard, and just Jeter. Schultz, Grenard, and who else? Who's the big one?
Steven Nelson.
Well, you know, you
Steven
may
Nelson's
do Nico.
Only four and a half.
Hold on, you
but
may
he's
do Nico.
Want more.
I think you'll do Nico Collins this offseason.
Well, you got to pay him.
I think you'll do it a year early.
Let's see, Charlie Heck, Michael Dieter.
No,
they're just $1 million guys.
Yes on Heck as a cheap swing tackle. No on Dieter.
No.
So you did have a lot of roster spots that you still got to replace.
A lot of roster spots. So. Yeah, that whole thing.
At some point, you got to keep your draft picks. You can't be Nick. You can't do the Nick Caserio trade away all your draft pick stuff. Like you have to accumulate, and you need to start taking depth level players who can fill that roster out for you.
Time for me to talk about Doc Linville. I went there on last week Friday. I was there, and it was awesome, guys. I did the PRP. It is such an easy process. If you're going to get the neo grafting, okay, that's a kind of a big deal. It's a 4 or 5 hour deal. The PRP takes about a half hour, 45 minutes, and it stimulates the growth. It's like fertilizing your head as opposed to resodding, which is what the neo grafting is. And the process is so simple. Doc doesn't care about the money. He does all kinds of female plastic surgery. That's his business. This is just let me help you get your hair back, guys. And the process is wonderful. Kelly does a great job. She was the whole process was simple, painless. It was just great. They can also work on your abdomen. They've got a machine where it's like you did 2,000 crunchies while you're doing your thing. I did that. It's awesome. You're looking for a great way to get that hair back. Let the doc tell you exactly what you need to do at 975hair.com. Get that growth back. Get your hair back. 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pirate Radio with a license.
No woman ever slept with me and lived.
We'll be right back. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Was Jordan Love really that great?
No, when you watch it, I made that comment yesterday. We were watching the highlights yesterday, and people were waiting on throws. No one's around them ever.
Wide open.
Yeah.
Boy, what in the hell happened to the Cowboys' defense?
It just completely fell apart. Everyone thought Dan Quinn was going to be the new head coach with Mike. Now, how much does that take a hit now?
Oh, he's not. There's no question.
Because of one game.
One game.
I mean, that's kind of how it works,
But that's the game. I mean, that's the one you got to show up to.
Well.
It was terrible.
C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love, Spider-Man meme, pointing at each other. Everyone thinks we're great, but why are we pointing at each other?
You weren't that good.
Yeah, neither were you.
No, honestly, C.J. was really good.
C.J. was better.
C.J. was better than he was.
But
he missed some throws. He did. I mean, let's be honest.
I'm not even getting after him on that because that happens. Now, the wide open Nico thing is bad. But, hey, I mean, the Schwartz defense was just bad as Quinn's as far as leaving guys open.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, no, I mean, that was just a catch and run by Brevin Jordan. That really has nothing to do with Schwartz.
He was wide open when he caught the football.
There was guys in the, there was a linebacker with him. He just outran him.
Well, Emerson's 20. I don't know. Who's 23 for the Browns? He tried a bad effort by him and Jordan. We all saw the play. But the Schultz thing, great play call. Wide open, double move to get the safety. And then another great play call by Slowick on the Nico touchdown. Slowick was in his bag and Schwartz had no answers. I don't know what happened to the Cowboys. The Dan Quinn thing was weird. Like, just wide open guys. Not even close. Stephon Gilmore got roasted on one. But the Cowboys and the Browns, the worst defensive performances in the secondary probably in the playoffs so far.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, with I don't know if for Dan Quinn and the Cowboys, I don't know how many of those were busts because they were almost felt like busts where guys were not around wide receivers. Like a defense with zone or man, the concepts are designed to have people around people. You know, receivers are going to have coverage around them. We're talking about guys who weren't even covered. It felt like multiple busts by the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, I want you guys to break this down. Okay, Texans are 9.5-point dogs on Saturday.
Nine now.
Nine.
It's gone.
9-point dogs. Who has the better quarterback, the Texans or the Ravens?
Out of respect, I'm going to go Lamar Jackson. The better passer is C.J. Stroud. Lamar's been through playoff games. Lamar, you have to say Lamar Jackson.
Is he 1-0 in the playoffs?
He's going to win the MVP. Okay.
Who has a better winning percentage?
They both have one win.
Correct.
And who has a better winning percentage?
C.J.
Now, okay, but it's close, right?
I mean, I think it is.
Who has a better running game? Who is better, Gus Edwards and Melvin Gordon or Devin Singletary and Damian Pierce?
I think you have to take Ravens. In account and what Lamar's legs do to that running game.
Right.
Running game.
Yeah. Ravens have a better running game.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Who has better receivers? Zay Flowers, Odell Beckham, Mark Andrews, who's going to be back?
I'll be honest. I think it's a push. I think Zay.
Nico's better than Zay.
Yeah. Mark Andrews is just getting back. Like, he's better. He's better than Dalton Schultz typically, but he's just back from
the
injury.
Back now, yeah.
I think they've got a
little. They also got Isaiah Likely, who's been good.
Yeah, Isaiah Likely. I think they've got the depth. They've got the advantage here.
I think it's pretty close, though.
Yeah, it's close. With Tank, it'd be a great battle, but with Isaiah Likely's emergence and you don't even have Noah Brown available to you now, I have to go with the small lean to the Ravens.
And who has a better offensive line?
Well, their center is a Pro Bowler.
The Texans
pretty good.
Laramie
at the tackles,
Tunsil.
Laramie. Yeah,
Shaq
I'd
Mason.
Say. By the way, did you see that
they've given up 41 sacks this year?
Who?
The Ravens.
Well, yeah, running quarterbacks always scramblers, play extenders take a lot more sacks. I would say that, and they'll run into some too. I would say small lean to the Ravens on that one. But see where Juice...
I think this is all close, though.
It is close. Juice, that's why this game is not going to be what people think.
What about defensively?
Okay, defensively. Well, okay.
So Juice Scruggs, by the way, didn't even allow pressure the other day defensively.
How about that?
Against the Browns.
And Tunsil,
he's against, starting to play. Is there
Garrett.
A chance that Juice, who didn't play until, you know, he wasn't impressive right out of the gate, and plenty of football since preseason.
Now,
Juice may be
now it's a different deal now with Justin Matabuike. Okay.
Yeah.
He's got 13 sacks this year.
Yeah. No, it's way tougher.
Yeah. This is different. Justin Matabuike is playing great football. Okay. Their defensive line. Okay. On the edges,
mm-hmm.
Clowney,
mm-hmm.
and who's on the other side?
I'm trying to remember who that is.
I mean, honestly, is it who's gonna be on the Clowney is on one side.
Hold on, I'm gonna pull it up. I can't remember who's on the other side right now.
I know they're linebackers. Roquan Smith and Patrick Queen are
that's
fantastic.
That's,
although. Yeah. Cashman and Harris are playing really well.
But we're talking about
No, these guys are all pro. Are all pro. Players, yeah. These are all pro linebackers.
Yeah, so
But I will say this. I don't think it's as far off with Cashman.
It's Clowney and Van Noy.
And Van Noy.
Yeah. Off the edges. I actually think that's maybe small advantage Texans.
Texans.
Clowney's played well. As Pierce, Matabuike inside, I give the advantage to the Ravens defensive front.
Kyle Hamilton.
Linebackers an advantage.
Linebackers an advantage. Safety is an advantage. Kyle Hamilton is
Marcus
good.
Williams, Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphreys, Brandon Stevens. You can pick at Stevens a little bit, but I'd give that
the
advantage.
The way Stingley is playing, I'll take him against Humphrey.
Oh, well, actually, the right outside linebacker. Well, hold on a second. They're going to rush also with Odafe Owe. So. They've got some rushers. It's look across the board. I'll take their secondary. I take their linebackers. I think they get they're better in the interior. I think the Texans might be better on
defensively.
The exterior
better.
Rush. They're better, but it's not like it's not the blowout that it should be.
And you also have to take into account what Lamar's presence will do to your pass rush and how you attack him.
Because you can't be as aggressive.
Because and even your defensive ends, are they going to do what the Texans did? They're not going to rush the same way they rushed the Browns.
You can't.
So how does that mute what your defensive ends do?
Do you have to be, yes, you have to be lane conscious.
And that affects your pass rush.
And it does affect your pass rush. It does.
He can't be as aggressive.
Leave. And oh, by the way, can you play man as much as you would like to with Derek Stingley while you've got Lamar because
your back being turned?
Yeah, you can't. They'll just turn and run.
I think the highest number this should be is 8 from a point spread.
So even well,
they have smashed people.
Yeah,
they the beat up have on some good teams. Big wins.
I just think that the Texans, the way that they're playing right now. And the last, well, they didn't play that great in Indianapolis, but they won that football game. They're playing good football.
Del, can you go search up and see when Lamar Jackson has praised God in his post-game interview?
I don't think he ever has.
I don't know how. So are we
Well, the reason I'm asking that is because
God,
CJ.
Is God on explained, our side or not?
Are you suggesting.
Who's God's team?
Are you suggesting that God plays favorites in sports?
Well, how about this? America's team got its ass kicked. You know why? Because it's unholy.
America's unholy is what you're saying.
America is unholy.
America's unholy
we don't
team.
Even, we can't even.
America's unholy team, the Cowboys.
Florida's our only state that's not unholy. It gets rid of all books that have sex in it. Okay.
So Florida.
Otherwise, the other 49 states.
Huh.
Terrible.
I don't know if I want to get on this train.
Okay. America's team. Guess what happened to them?
God.
So Armageddon. Well, America's team was great in the 70s and then in the early 90s. This is what I'm asking, early 90s. Do you think we need to go back to the 90s era America? Because
do
the Cowboys are great.
Do you want to go back to the 60s?
Were they great in the 60s? Were they? No. A lot of civil rights leaders had issues in the 60s.
Do you
want
to go back to
killed.
Selma, Alabama in the 60s? Why,
yes.
why don't you just specify the location, too, John?
Well, the Cowboys were better in the 70s when there was more free, when the country was more free and the civil rights movement was in high gear. I don't know if you want to go back there because it means the Cowboys are good.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to
where
the Cowboys are good. I want a break right now.
Plus, you could have gotten killed in Chicago.
I just got a text. I guess this is a holiday show.
Well, when John asked the black guy on the show if he wants to go back to the 60s, yes.
Yeah.
It's a holiday
That's
show.
That's what I knew. It's a holiday show. Yes. You want to go back to the 60s? Like, that hey, how'd that come up?
Yeah. I don't think that would go well for people like me. You know what word
what were we talking about again?
The late 60s is when the Ice Bowl happened. Cowboys.
I just tried to say that CJ might be God's quarterback and this might be God's team. And then it turned into, would you like to go fight the civil rights, relitigate and refight the civil rights fight now?
Is that what you want?
I don't think I'd fit in because I feel like they use that word that the Dr. K kept calling people the U word.
Dr. K.
SEC guy. I think they used that U word he kept using for
the
people.
The U word?
The U
you
word.
You can't call it the U word. It's, you can say the word.
What's you want to say it?
Yeah, Dr. Cogslaughter called you uppity. Because of your attitude being kind of sassy.
I think we need
him.
A break.
I feel like I get called out quite a bit in the
60s.
Right
here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Oh, there is no life. Look at that. And I'm stretching because I didn't have the break set up.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, what happened?
I got a real red wagon. I can't do my work.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. J-Dog's been waiting. Let's get him in here on
the
show.
First call of the day,
J-Dog.
What
up, J-Dog?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, man?
What's going on, guys? Been a long time. How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing good.
Bless. Well, me and Dale got some, we have something in common. I grew up a Miami Hurricanes fan, which is how I became a Ravens fan because of Ed and Ray. But I went to the first game and I called the Killer Bees and I had to call them back. I told them how good CJ was going to be and that it was going to come down between you guys and the Jags at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. And everybody thought I was crazy, but it's just how good it looked, especially going against a team like us. And I went to the game, like I said, so. I went to the 2019 divisional game when Lamar won MVP. Not doing it this year. I'm going to wait to the AFC Championship next week. Got my pre-sale for that. But it's going to be a good game. And I think what it's going to come down to is the Texans not exposing their hands because we have so little weaknesses. Like our second string safety has 7 picks. And we can line up and play bully ball on offense, or we want to be dynamic and throw it all over the place. We can do that too. So I just think it's really going to come down to coaching, but it should be a good game. But Lamar is so locked in, and he remembers that, and everybody's following L, and it's just crazy. But good luck to everyone. Like I said, I'm waiting the next week. That was my first time in Baltimore in 2019. I had went when they came and played the Cowboys and the Texans. Yeah, I ain't trying to experience that again. So good luck.
Yeah, I've been there a few times, and it's really beautiful down by the marina there. They got it's really, really nice.
Well, remember this horrific cold is moving through.
Yeah, well, it's going to be 25 degrees, so that's not going to be.
No, I'm talking about for the AFC Championship game.
Oh. Well, ours? Yeah, when we're not hosting, though.
Like, I'm thinking, not hosting, but that's what I'm saying. If we go to Buffalo, who is it? Buffalo versus
Chiefs,
yeah. If we go to Buffalo. The weather
should be nice.
It'll be better. I don't know about nice. It'll be cold for us.
It actually looked okay yesterday
in Kansas City. So
I mean, the snow was
all
clear.
They plowed. They had to work all day shoveling snow out of the stadium.
I know, but then the snow was gone. I mean, if they tried to play it on Sunday, it would have been horrific.
But I am anticipating playing in an AFC Championship game.
Yes. I think the weather will be nicer.
We could go to try to get press passes to go to Baltimore for this game, but it's going to be too cold, and I'd just rather wait for the AFC Championship game to go watch. Or Super Bowl, I guess.
Yeah. So, listen, their safeties are much better than the Texan safety. Kyle Hamilton and Marcus Williams are much better than the Texan safeties. Jalen Petrie has not played well this year. Jalen Petrie's still a problem against a tight end, and they've got two tight ends that can run. That's going to be a problem. That's a real problem.
Yeah, Houston Carson is just not, like, Jimmy Ward's is substantially better.
Yeah.
Houston Carson's done an okay job.
He has done
a lot. He's hung in. He's hung in, but I don't think, like, on the back end from a cover standpoint, I just don't think he's, I think he's a guy you just want to steer the ship and don't do anything stupid. Jimmy Ward makes plays.
Yeah. But Jimmy Ward is never around.
I know. Well, Jimmy Ward made plays in the past.
Yeah.
In San Francisco.
Yeah, if he could stay on.
Is he Amon?
Is he
Amon Ward?
Did he?
Were you paid for, although he's a one-year guy.
Jimmy Reed is what he is.
Jimmy Reed? Well, no, we had one good year.
No, I'm talking about Ed Reed.
Ed Reed.
Oh, I thought you were meant Justin Reed.
Ed Reed's not homeless. He just has an aesthetic that says that.
He really does look
weird.
Not anymore. He's cleaned it up.
He cleaned it up.
Yeah. Remember when Ed Reed had the stuff stolen out of his, like, oh, I can't remember if he actually had stuff stolen out of his car, if that was just my character saying that. I think he did have money stolen out of his car.
Did he?
Yeah, I think so.
A couple of guys got money stolen out of their
Antoine Peake got his whole playbook stolen out of his car. Yes. Who takes the Texans? Well, no, he had his car stolen.
Yeah, his car stolen.
Yeah, so he lost his playbook.
Yep.
I was going to say, who steals a playbook?
Well,
other than maybe Michigan.
And then you're right. That's it. Yeah, did you hear John Harbaugh? John Harbaugh was talking to the media. He goes, yeah, man, it was hard to get. We were trying to get people to the Kansas City game. We couldn't get them there. You know, we had scouts that were going to go to the game. He goes, and that's legal. That's legal in the NFL, just so everybody
he
knows.
Did say that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you can go pre-scout. You have advanced scouts.
Yeah, you can go to games and do that. I'm really worried about that tight end thing because the Texans are.
Should be.
Yeah, because the Texans
and
are.
And Lamar focuses on tight ends a lot.
Yes.
He likes to throw between
even
the
when,
hashes.
Even when Andrews was out, likely took over and was making plays.
That just tells you that he likes to throw to tight ends. So if you are. That's why Matt Burke and D'Amico Ryans have their hands full, because not only your first priority is limiting Lamar Jackson out. I think your first priority is limiting Lamar Jackson outside of the pocket as a runner, but it may be slowing down the tight ends. That may be the first priority. I think Zay Flowers is Zay Flowers. I'm going to travel Derek Stingley with him for the most part, not worried about Odell Beckham as much. If he has a good game, he has a good game. You don't game plan for him. But yes, you're right. You got two tight ends. They can operate out of two tight sets. They'll probably do a lot of 12 personnel stuff. And that's going to be tricky. Yeah. Mark Andrews is back, and even if he's not at 100%, he's still good. Lamar's still going to find him. But the teams that have had the most success against the Ravens, and this is why Lamar struggled in the playoffs, is teams force him outside the numbers. I don't know if the Texans can do that. Like, what are they going to do to force Lamar to throw outside the numbers? That's going to be really interesting to see if they can try to create that, because he's not as accurate outside the numbers, and that's what you want to do. I don't know how D'Amico does it. I'm sure they know the game plan. The Tennessee Titans showed that, what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago? In the playoffs, where they pushed everything wide and funneled him. They funneled him defensively. If he was going to run, he had to run wide. And if he was going to throw, they had him outside the numbers. And he was bad against the Titans. The Titans whipped him. I don't know if the D'Amico Ryans can figure that out. If he can, I mean, I know you can figure it out. Can you execute it?
858 ESPN 97.5 and 92.
I like having Christian Harris, though.
I like
fast linebacker. In the middle of the he's not in the middle of the defense, but you may.
Yeah, and Cashman.
Yeah, both of them can run.
They can both run. All right, 7378033776. Thanks, Jay, for reminding us about going to the. We got to make our plans for the AFC Championship game next week. We really do.
Yeah, and Super Bowl. We're going to have to get hotels early.
He's already got his ticket to Baltimore to go to the AFC Championship game. That's a jinx, Jay. You just jinxed your team.
You just did it too, though. What? You said you're. Planning.
No, I'm not. I don't have a tickets already.
So you're going to wait.
I'm going to wait until the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
But and then you're talking like it's you're already going to book
actually,
those
next
tickets.
Week is Cabo Cup, so.
Cabo Cup. Oh, yeah, you're out of town. Cabo Cup.
I'll be bringing you up.
Can we not?
Uppity.
John.
John's uppity.
Cabo Cup.
It's not uppity. It's a vacation.
It's uppity.
It's a huge tournament. It's a Ryder Cup style tournament where
between who?
Everything is on the line.
Everything. What is
Steve
everything?
Steve Traber's team.
Who is
against
that?
Tim Schumacher's team.
Who are those
it's
people?
It's huge.
Who is Steve Schumacher?
Didn't I tell you last year?
No, we won the Cabo Cup. I wasn't here last year.
He met Tim Schumacher from our fantasy football league. Schumacher's very tight with Dennis Lindsay. I met Schumacher from Dennis Lindsay. Back in the day, that's how Schumacher got in our fantasy football league. Yeah. There's no way you knew Schu before that.
No, but we've played a lot of golf.
So just to be clear, John is going to a huge tournament with people only like 8 people know. Is that that's what's happening?
No.
Wait.
16.
That's the championship week.
Right.
Well, when are you going?
Well, I'm leaving Wednesday, and then, but I can do the show. I'm going to do the show from there Thursday and Friday if we're in it. Yeah.
So if you're in it.
Wait. This is not the Super Bowl. Okay, this is before we go to Lake Charles.
Yeah.
So you're going next week. If the Texans, God forbid, lose on Saturday, you won't be joining us Thursday and Friday.
Depends. I don't know.
I've been told, be ready because John's not going to be here. So you might.
It depends.
Do you want to explain that to people? Because bodies are going to have to get moved if you're going to do the show.
Yeah, I know. I will.
Okay.
The Cabo Cup is too...
Too big of a
it's
deal.
It's too big. You can't.
Yeah.
I mean, it overrides the AFC Championship game.
You're being uppity. Go play it somewhere.
I will be back for the I will be back Sunday morning. So
go play it somewhere like outside of Dallas. That won't be uppity. But you go to Cabo, that immediately sounds uppity.
Well, that's where we play. That's where Steve's house is.
Well, it's not called the
Is it a house or is it a mansion?
He's got a big house.
It's not called the Dallas Cup, Lance. It's the Cabo Cup for a reason. It's got to be played in Cabo.
See, I think uppity is the right word here for John.
It's not uppity.
He's got a house on a mountain.
I don't have a house.
How many different people? But not everyone can stay there.
No, but our team does.
How many is on your team?
8.
So this house is big enough to accommodate 8 drunks? Is what you're saying?
And by the way, I bet you aren't sharing beds.
No.
There's 8 beds.
Or there's more than that.
What man needs
yes.
10 beds, 10 bedrooms?
Cabo Cuppers?
Apparently. You mean, isn't this just a hotel at this point?
Well, no, it is. It would be the nicest hotel you ever stayed in.
Do you
in.
Have a key card?
to let you into the room?
Get into your room?
There ain't no riff-raff around there.
Can you put a do not disturb sign?
Can't get up there. You don't need a key card.
Is there any cartel?
Do not disturb sign on the door
There's
you
no
can put
disturb,
up?
No.
Any cartel members?
No.
Allowed up there?
No. Oh, I don't know. There's probably a lot of cartel members up in that neighborhood.
That's riffraff.
But they don't bother neighbors. They bother other people. Time for you to talk about QC Kinetics.
QC Kinetics, a company who specializes in regenerative medicine. And what regenerative medicine is it takes the body's healing power. You know, the body heals everything, right? Well, they will concentrate that to increase the speed and the success with which it can work on chronic pain. Because if the body can't fix chronic pain, let me tell you what's going on in that joint. You have worn away tissue or you have damaged tissue that is not being restored. Once you use QC Kinetics, they take the body's healing power, but they concentrate it. They put it back into the joint and it begins to restore the damaged tissue. It begins to regenerate lost tissue. And that's how you begin to have the reduction in inflammation, which is the reduction of chronic pain. Dealing with chronic pain sucks. That's how people get addicted to pain pills. You're constantly taking aspirin. It may not work as well. You start taking the steroid shots. It works for a certain amount of time, and then it's no longer working for you. I'm telling you right now, QC Kinetics is a game changer. 4 locations here in Houston. Get rid of that chronic pain with QCKinetics.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, Twin Flames.
None of it matters because you're a Twin Flame and this is your union.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.